together to worship God.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹为我过去一个月祷告。
And I thank you for your support and prayers for the past month.
让我能够平安的做工，平安的回来。
So that I can do my work peacefully and come back to you peacefully.
今天我要继续讲我们这一阵子所交通的主题，就是福音的奥秘。
So hence again, once again, I'd like to resume our messages, on series of messages on the mystery of gospel.
到底我们每一个基督徒得救以后
，So once every each and every one question was saved.
神给我们每一个基督徒有一个使命。
We have to bear this in mind that there is one purpose, or there is a purpose that God purposed unto us.
这个使命是托付给每一个基督徒的。
So that purpose actually has been, the mission has been entrusted to each and every Christian.
我们信了主以后，我们主呼召我们来做他的门徒。
So you see, once we were saved, we are called to be the disciples of Jesus.
那主在升天最后的吩咐。
So before his ascendant, there is a great commission.
说你们去。叫万民做我的门徒。
And so there is this one great commission that go and make disciples of all nations.
主也说，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极做我的见证。
And so that from Jerusalem to Samaritan and till to the end of the world.
天国的福音要传遍天下。然后末期才到。
So that also the scripture says that until the gospel of God will preach to the end of the world, and then the end time will come.
所以这个末期是跟这个福音的进度挂钩的。
So in other words, the end time was closely connected with the progress of gospel.
那时候基督徒认为，哎呀，传福音是那些牧师的事情。
Some might say, hey, preaching gospel is the job of pastors or ministers.
对，或者那些所谓的。大布道家的事情。
Or those who are great preachers.
这个上一个世纪，二十世纪最伟大的布道家是葛培里。
So one of the greatest preachers of the 20th century was Billy Graham.
那他走了。
And since he was gone.
福音就免传了吗
？So we do not have to bear to preach gospel.
当然不是。
Of course not.
这个责任是交给教会了。
And actually, this responsibility of preaching gospel was granted to the church.
这个责任是交给每一个蒙恩的神的儿女。
That was actually being granted to each and every one of us who been received salvation.
感谢主，昨天海洋节。
And thanks be to God, we had a seafare yesterday.
教会去了二十多位弟兄姊妹。
And 20 or more so friends or Christians actually joined the seafare.
给许许多多的没有我们根本不认识的人，但是他们愿意把福音传给他们。
And they were able to preach gospel to many strangers.
传福音容易吗
？Is that easy to preach gospel?
啊，容易吗
？Is that easy?
很难的。
It's pretty hard.
但是
But,
这个福音不管人相信或者不相信，责任是我们必须传。
So whether people believe or not, it's truly our responsibility for Christians to preach.
那今天我要来讲的就是我们到底这一个信福音、信耶稣到底是怎么样来理解。
So today's message, I'd like to take the perspective on how we understand or truly try to search how to understand the gospel or preaching gospel.
好，我们来读几节的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
首先我们要看的是旧约的一卷我们不常读念的圣经，叫做哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, actually, the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第二章第四节有这样一句话。
So from Book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4.
找到没有？你找不到，隔壁的弟兄姐妹帮个忙。
So if you're not able to find the very Book of Habakkuk, let's help each other to try to find the right book.
哈巴谷书。
So Book of Habakkuk.
你在荧幕上也可以看得到。
And of course, you still can see, watch the scripture on the screen.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。
So, Book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, it reads, Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
所以这里有一句很重要的话在旧约的这个先知发表的。
So you see, this is very one scripture that was being prophesied through the prophet in Old Testament.
里面讲到加勒底人骄傲。
So and there is it's a comparison or contrast between the proud ones, that the proud one.
这一群人叫做我们中文圣经把它叫加勒底人 Chaldean 就是这个。外邦人。
So, see, in Chinese translation, instead of using proud one, Chinese version translates Chaldean.
对。
These are the,
proud people.
对。就
是英文圣经就直接说骄傲。
So, the English translation states very clearly, they're very proud ones.
人有共同特质就是我们不信神的时候我们有一个特质就是很骄傲的。
So you see, once, before we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we share one common attribute that we are proud.
对。
We were proud.
神今天来到地上。
But since God came to this world,
他要找人要拯救人。
And he tried to find people to
save them. 那先知就说了有一个重要的原则。
So you see, the old prophet says there's one important principle.
他说唯一人因信得生。
So the righteous will live by his faith.
所以这里有一个重要的关键词就是信。
So you see, the key word here is faith.
今天我们每一个读过书的人吧这样说。
So if you went to school before.
我们在学校的受训，从小学一直到大学到研究所，有一个训练就是理性。
So there is one training that we receive once we get enrolled in elementary school up to the graduate school that we try to be reasonable. We try to make sense out of things.
我们有自然科学，有人文科学。
So we have a liberal arts. We also have a science.
Natural science.
Natural
science. 那这一些科学，只要谈到科学，那就跟理性。
So as far as a natural science is concerned, it's all about making sense out of it.
所以我们脑袋就特别好。
So we are smart in mind.
因为每一个人都是讲理性，要讲的有条有理。
We try to make a reasoning out of everything.
那我们就拿理性来。理性来解释我们所看得见的这个世界摸得到的世界
So since we were trained that way at a school we try to make reasoning of everything that surrounds us in it, such as this world
这样建构了我们整个的人类的文明
And hence that built that actually established
civilization
Thank you
那可是
However
这一套的方法
This kind of set of methodologies.
我们把它用形而下，就是一切的物质的境界，没有问题。
It doesn't matter if we try to use this to explain this physical world.
可是这个方法用在形而上，也就是说属灵的世界。就不灵了。
But once again, if we try to use this set of the methodology to explain or to be applied to a spiritual world, that doesn't work.
也就是说，当你来到神的范围
，So as we are entering to the realm of God,
我们仍然用这个理性来研究神。
And if we still try to make sense out of God,
我们觉得如果神不符合我们的理性，我们没有办法解释。我们就不接受。
So you see, if we feel like, the realm of God isn't applicable to my set of the methodology, hence we reject it, because it doesn't make sense.
这就是我们今天人的一个最大的绊脚石。
And I think this is the biggest obstacle that facing all human beings.
我们一直用理性的方式来想要认识神，知道神。我们听人家讲或者读圣经，我们都觉得没道理，这个东西不合乎理性，所以我们从心里面就不相信。
So you see, since we try to make sense out of God, which is not applicable, and so we think, that doesn't make sense to me, so we rejected it.
所以我们老是找不到那个入门的那个秘诀。
So you see, we haven't found the key map or the key path to enter into the realm of God.
那整本圣经有一个要吃的。
So you see, there is a key in this whole Bible that we can find.
这本圣经是 神的话语, 神的启示,
and we are clear that this Bible is the Word of God and also the revelation of God.
那他必须要找到一个对的钥匙, 你才能够进去。
So we have to find the right key to get in.
那这个钥匙是什么呢?
So what is the key? What is that very key?
这个字, 信。
One single word, faith.
对，所以这个信是整个基督徒能够跟神来往他唯一的。
So faith is the only key that we can get to God.
你用理性, 你用感性,
and either that's emotion or reasoning or trying to make sense out of it. These are not the keys.
并不是说这位神没有理性。
It doesn't mean that this God is beyond reasoning.
这位神是非常有理性的，因为阁下的理性就是他造的。
And as a matter of fact, this God, this truly God is very reasonable because as far as we know that as reasonable as we are, we are created by Him.
这整个的浩瀚的宇宙也是用最理性的方式把它造出来的。
And this whole universe was made in order and reason by God.
但是神的本身,
but God Himself
祂是一个奥秘,
is a mystery.
祂在我们人理性之上的存在,
and He is beyond our reasoning.
祂对我们有一个要求,
and He has one command from us.
你要跟我打交道, 你要从信心开始。
If you have to talk to me, if you try to deal with me, use your faith.
这个神是非常公平的。
And you see, our God is fair, fair enough.
如果神 必须用理性才能够认识他的话,
so you see, let's set a scenario. If we have to know him through our reasoning,
你知道有什么难处吗?
You know what's the difficulty?
因为我们脑袋不是都一样聪明。
We were not equally smart.
对不对?
所以你要真的认识神,
要靠理性的话, 那诺贝尔奖能够这种大博士, 他们才有办法真正认识神。
You see, since we were not equally smart, only those Nobel Prize winners will get to know God more quickly and more fast, a lot faster.
因为他们脑袋好啊。
Because you see, they're really smart, they're super smart.
那我们这种没有那么棒的脑袋的人, 我们当然对神的认识就变成有限了。
But for the rest of us who are less smarter than those smart ones, we are less adequate in knowing God, right?
所以神知道我们人的 差别.
So you see, God knows the differences in the midst of it, in among us.
所以神就把他自己放在另外一个警戒里头, 说你们要认识我, 你们必须用信心.
So God actually set himself in a different realm where we have to know him through faith.
信心是超过理性的.
So you see, we have to know that faith is beyond reason.
所以在这句话里头, 唯一人因信
So the scripture says that only the righteous will live by his faith. So you see, the word is faith.
好,
so let's turn to the New Testament.
Book
of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16 through 17.
对, 罗马书第一章16节到17节。
So Book of Romans 1:16-17.
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切什么相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。”
Book of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek.
所以在这个地方, 保罗要告诉我们,
so here Paul tries to tell us.
他说我不以福音为耻。
You see, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
什么叫做福音为耻?
So let's define what is it being ashamed of the gospel.
你我 传过福音你就有这个经验。
So I'm sure that if you ever try to preach gospel to some strangers, you would have the similar experiences.
某一些场合,
and especially during some circumstances.
特别是你的老板, 你的上司,
especially in the front of your boss or your superior.
你就 不太好意思跟他传福音。
You feel like it's a little hard to preach gospel to those people.
你会觉得如果我跟你传福音，就变成二等公民了。
And so you feel like, well, if I preach to my boss or to my superior, I'll become the second class citizen.
对，人家会说你这个时代二十一世纪了，怎么头脑还那么笨
？And your bosses or your superior might mock you, and hey, it's the 21st century. You're still preaching the old gospel.
所以你怕人家笑话你。
And you feel like you were shamed if people mock at you.
所以保罗在这里说，我不以福音为耻。
But here Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
因为我知道我信的是什么。
Because I know who I believe.
那这福音是神的大能。
Because this is the power of God for
salvation. 这个大能跟谁有关系？
So what this
一切相信。
So this power is actually to do with everyone who believes in him.
所以保罗在这里很清楚地说，这个福音你不管别人信还是不信没有关系，这个本身是一个神的大能。
So you see Paul here says I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
超过人的理性。
You see that's beyond people's reasoning.
只要你能够相信接受，
so, as long as you believe and accept,
这个福音的大能就要在这个罪人身上发生果效。
And the power of God will be upon you and work.
而且神做事的时候他有他的先后的次序。
And you see God is a God of order.In a sequence.
他先要救犹太人，
and first to the Jew,
然后再救外邦人，
and also to the Gentiles.
那他在这里就外邦人，他就以希腊人做代表。
And so that he used the word Greek to represent all the Gentiles.
好，第十七节。
So verse 17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信。
So book of Romans 1:17 reads, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, But the righteous man shall live by faith.
所以在这一节圣经里面就讲到这个福音所要带给我们的是一个东西叫做义，神的义。
So you see, this verse tries to tell us that once we believe in the gospel, there is one thing will come about it, that is righteous, the righteousness.
什么叫做义？
So what is a righteousness?
就是对。
In other words, that is the right or the right thing.
因为神有一个律法。
God has a set of decrees or laws.
他想说不可杀人。
You shall not murder.
哦，不可奸淫。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可贪心。
You shall not covet other people's property.
神有十条诫命摆在以色列人面前。
So God has set ten commandments before the Israelites.
那么神就对以色列人说
So God said to the Jew or said to the Israelites
如果你给我守这十条诫命
If you shall keep these ten commandments
这就是你的义
That is your righteousness
但是如果你犯了任何一条诫命
But if you ever commit or sin against any one of them
那你就有罪
Then you commit sin
义是罪的相反。
So you see, so the opposite of a righteousness is sin.
所以这是一个罪与义的一个人要选择的问题。
So this is actually we have to make a choice. We have to choose between the righteousness and the saints.
可是我们知道一件事。
But we know one thing.
不管你是犹太人。
Whether you are Israelites.
不管你是。非犹太人外邦人
Whether you're Jews or you're Gentiles
我们来到神的十条诫命
As we come to the Ten Commandments of God
我们自己摸着良心说
If you ever truly be honest with each other
我们都犯了诫命
We all sinned, we all committed adultery
不是这一我们都犯了罪不一定是 adultery
Yeah, we all committed sins
对所以我们有每一个人有不同的犯罪的记录。
And of course, we have committed different sins, but so we have this long list of records.
对，所以这个律法它颁布的时候，只达成一个目的，就是定了人的罪。
So you see, once the Ten Commandments was set before man, it just reached one conclusion that we all sin.
所以我们在神的眼中都是什么？
We were all sinners in the eyes of God.
那罪的结局的工价就是死。
And the scripture also says the wage of sin is death.
所以我们要算命的话，都是死命。
So if you try to go to talk to a fortune teller, I'm sure they will tell you that, yeah, you shall die.
对, 因为我们犯了神的诫命。
Because we all fall short of glory and we all commit sins.
但是神爱人。
But God loves us.
他不愿意我们这些人因着罪犯罪而灭亡。
He didn't want to see us to go to die.
他要把我们从罪的里面救拔出来。
He tried to save us from sins.
所以才有这个东西叫做福音。
So here comes the gospel.
什么是福音? 就是神要把罪人救出来变成什么?
So gospel, or good news simply put, is that God tried to save the sinners from being saved to be saved, to be the righteous man.
那这个义人就是你在神的面前，你所有的罪都解决了。
So in other words, the righteous means that the righteous were justified before God.
你在神的律法面前被称义了。
So you were justified, we were justified before the laws of God.
所以这条路是怎么走出来的? 怎么样这条义路是怎么走出来的呢?
So since we know that all the righteous will be justified, how can we get to that point?
十七节说出一个秘密。
And here the secret lies in verse 17.
神的义在这福音上显明出来, 怎么显明? 这义是本于信,
So that here the key verse 17 says, and in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
这句话怎么意思?
So how do we understand this?
义不是只有一个点.
So you see, righteousness is just not one thing or at one point.
本于信以至于信，你注意看英文的翻译。
So the English translation here says that that is revealed from faith to faith.
什么叫做 from and to? 这两个介系词是什么？
So
怎么理解?
We have to understand these two important words, from and to.
对。 从哪里来到哪里去?
In other words, it shows us the way that where do we come from, and where we're going to.
它有一个起点。
So in other words, there's a stop point.
也有一个什么? 终点。
And also there is an end point.
从起点到破点, 你拉一条直线。
So if from the start point to the end point, if we draw a line,
那条线叫做道路。
So that line is called a path.
出门, 这是你的起点。
So you see, if you try to go to some places, your home or where you are is your start point.
没有人说, 我出了家门, 我去哪里啊, 不知道。
And so nobody would leave the house and wonder, oh, where I'm going to?
你说, 我不知道, 那就不合道理了。
So you
你出门,
see, that makes sense.
你一定是有个目标, 有一个地方你要去, 不管你是走路去也好, 开车去也好, 飞飞机去也好, 你总是有个目标的。
Yeah, so you see, if you're planning to get out of the house, you must have a destination in mind, whether you take it by foot, by car or by airplanes.
所以, 这一个神的义要赐给人。
So you see, the righteousness of God is granted, will be granted to people.
这个人必须用信来得到这个神的义。
And that man must get it through the righteousness of God.
好, 这个义呢, 这个信呢, 是这个关键。
So you see, faith is a key.
然后保罗在这里说, 这个信不是一个 一个点而已。
So Paul here says that faith is just not one point or from the starting point and that's it.
它必须有一个起点, 而且有一个重点。
So that journey of faith must start with a start point to the end point or the destination.
所以这条路, 这是一条路, 叫做义路。
So the path is called the path of righteousness.
所以他后面才说, 义人必因信。
So Paul continues, as it is written, the righteous man shall live by faith.
这是一条路要把它走完的。
And that's actually a journey we must take and finish.
好，那我现在就要花一点时间来看圣经怎么样讲这个信的问题。
So I'd like to spend some time on talking from the biblical perspective, what this is about the faith or the journey of faith.
信看起来很简单，就是一个字， 对不对? Believe, 这是英文的翻译。
So believe or faith is a simple word.
但是你真的要去圣经里面来看的话， 你会发现这个信, 不简单。
But it is really not that simple if we try to search through the scriptures of the Bible.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give an example.
圣经讲信总是讲到一个人。 代表的人物叫做亚伯拉罕。
So as speaking of a faith, we always there is always one important figure pop in our mind. That is Abraham.
这一位在旧约里头创世纪的一个很重要的人物，圣经称他为信心之父。
So this man Abraham in Old Testament is called the father of faith.
你看他的一生。
If we look through his life,
你就懂什么叫做信心。
You will understand what truly faith is
about. 所以神就是常常在圣经里面给我们一些人物，用他的一生来向我们启示一个重要的真理。
So you see, God always used a few role models in the Bible to show us and to reveal the righteousness of God.
亚伯拉罕代表的是信心。
So you see, Abraham represents faith.
雅各呢？
And Jacob
代表的是成圣。
Representative sanctification.
对，然后约瑟呢？
And Joseph
代表的是得荣耀。
Represents glorification.
神就把这些活生生的例子写在圣经里头。
So you see, God used these real people as a role model in the Bible.
来教我们，到底我们这些在后代的人应当怎么样效法他们的榜样。
To teach us to follow the example.
那我们想一想。
So let's think about it.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是怎么样开始走所谓的信心的路或者这条义路呢？
So how did Abraham start his faith, his path of faith?
他原来在哪里？
So where he used to live?
在加勒底的乌尔。
And he used to live in Ur.
啊，那我们刚刚读哈巴谷书的时候就说的加勒底人是一个骄傲的一个地方，物质文明发达。人很骄傲，发了财了。
So you see, if we just read the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says these are the proud men. So Abraham lived in among the proud men, where people are prosperous, they're rich, and but they're proud.
对，财大气粗。
You see, since they're rich, they think they can't be proud.
这个就是当时亚伯拉罕所在的那一个环境。
So that's the environment or the surrounding that Abraham
lived. 有一天神，这位荣耀的神向他显现。
So one day, this glorious God showed himself to him.
就跟他讲一句话。
And it just said one thing, one sentence.
你要离开本地、本族，到我所指示你的地方去。
You shall leave your own people and your own city to where that I destined for you.
如果这句话临到阁下。
So if God showed himself to before you and said these things to you.
你怎么反应？
What's your response? What's your reaction?
啊，你起码要问好几个问题。
I'm sure you want to ask a few questions before you agree.
对不对？去哪里啊？
You might wonder, oh God, where I'm going?
你一个月发我多少工资啊？
What is my monthly compensation for that?
对不对？你会，假使今天你跟我的话，当我们听见荣耀的神跟你讲这句话，你总要问几个问题，然后来决定走还是不走吗？
So you see, when, if we were facing the same situation as Abraham, we feel like we must ask a few questions before we agree to go or not to go.
对，如果你听到啊，去非洲，怎么不去了？
If you feel like, oh, God want me to preach gospel, to go to Africa, oh, probably no.
啊，你说去美国，那可以考虑。
If God want me to go to the United States, yes, happily, gladly.
对不对？我们总是要想一想，到底你要把我带到哪里去？
And we always wonder beforehand to know where God is leading us to.
我们这位可爱的亚伯拉罕。
But this lovely Abraham.
他一生有一个特点。
You see, there is one important attribute about himself.
什么是他的特点？
One character.
他不问问题。
He doesn't ask questions.
他只要听见神说了，他就乖乖的执行。
So you see, he listens and he does it.
所以神跟他讲的很简单。
So you see, God asks him, send one simple thing.
你离开本地。
You shall leave this your country, your town.
本族
and your people,
往我所要指示你的地方去
to where that I plan for you.
那他就做了一件事。
And so Abraham just did one simple thing.
他是一个孝子。
You see, he honors his parents.
所以他去找他爸爸。
So he goes to his parents, his father.
就跟他父亲说，昨天有一个荣耀的神跟我说这么一句话。
And he says to his father, Oh, Dad, yesterday this glorious God said to me.
我们该怎么办？
What shall we do?
你们猜什么结果？
And you know what comes about?
他可爱的父亲
His lovely father
说儿子你要走
And says to his son, Son, if you have to go, if you must go,
我跟你一起走
I will go with you.
所以圣经就说这个爸爸他拉跟这个儿子亚伯拉罕跟他的媳妇再加一个年轻人叫做罗德。
So you see, so according to the Bible records that the father Terah, along with his son Abraham, Abraham's wife Sarah, and their the nephew Lot.
所以三代。
So these are actually three generations.
同行，老中青都有了。
So three generations of family, three generations of family go along.
所以就离开了乌尔，就过了那条大河。沿着河就往北走。
So they left the town of Ur and they went north.
到了一个地方叫做哈兰。
To a place called Haran.
对吧？他们爸爸就说这个地方很好啊。
So the father says, "Oh, this is a great place."
我们就在这里重新开始。
Let's settle down.
所以父亲就带着儿子、媳妇跟侄儿四个人就在这个地方落户了。
So the father Abraham, his wife, and then the nephew Lot was settling down there.
神一句话都没有。
You see, there is no word after that.
为什么
？Why？
因为他听了爸爸的话。
Because you see, Abraham listened to his father's word.
对不对
？Isn't it？
神本来说你要离开你的本族，就是你要离开你的父亲。
So you see, what God says that you shall leave your people and your town, it really means that you shall leave your father too.
他在这一趟的里头有信心没有？有。
So you see, Abraham was faithful in that journey.
他听了神的话。
You see, he did listen to God.
但是带了两个拖油瓶。
But he took two people.
这两个是不是神呼召的。
And, but these two people are not called by God.
一个是他父亲，一个是他侄儿。
One of them is his father, and another is Lot.
所以当你执行神的话语的时候，你执行一半。所以他们去的地方也就叫做哈兰，就是半途。
So you see, since he yes, Abraham did follow God's word, but he only followed half of them. So that's why when they settled on the place called Haran, it means halfway.
神没有责备他。
You see, God didn't scold him.
我们的神是最有耐心的。
He is the most patient God.
你既然有起步，可以就跟着我。
Since you already started, yes, continue.
就等啊。
So God would continue to cooperate with Abraham and wait on him.
等他老爸死了。
So what he was waiting for? Waiting for his father's death.
对，因为你听你爸爸的话，那就等你爸爸死了嘛。
So you see, since Abraham listened to his father, so God waited till his father passed
away.
对，
然后神第二次向他说话。
And so here comes the second calling of God.
那这就是记载在创世纪十二章第一节。
That was recorded in the book of Genesis chapter 12.
神对他再说一句，第二句。
So once again, God was calling unto him.
你要离开你的本族、本地、本族，还加上一个说明，你的父家。
So you see, so God talked to Abraham and said, the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house.
对吧？那所以现在。神叫他继续往前走。
So in other words, God is telling him, continue your journey.
你走了一半而已。
You are only halfway.
还有前面还有长的路，你要跟着我。
And still there is still journey for you to.
所以你就会发现
to go.
这个路有它的起点，起点是乌尔。
So you see, if we look at Abraham's life, his start point is his old country Ur.
终点是哪里
？And what is Abraham's destination?
从地图来看，终点是那一个应许之地，就是神要赐给他的一块地。
And if we look from the Bible, we know that Abraham's destination is the promised land.
对吧？那就是今天以色列人，以色列人就是今天的这个他建国的这块地，是当年四千年前，神就答应给亚伯拉罕跟他的子孙的。
And where the country of Israel is located nowadays.
好。这个故事我提出来就让你看一个很简单的事实，什么叫做信心？就是根据于什么？
So you see, I'm just here showing an easy example to let us know what this faith is about.
好啊，什么是信心？
So what is faith?
在亚伯拉罕身上，你看什么东西来证明这个人是叫做信心之父？
Because if we learn from the example of Abraham, who was called the father of faith, what do we learn from him?
他听见神跟他讲。
You see, when he listens to God,
他不问问题的。
He doesn't ask questions.
他就乖乖怎么样？你怎么说，我就怎么做。
So whatever God asks him, he follows.
对，他不是用他的理性来分析神你讲的话有道理还是没有道理。
He doesn't try to make sense out of God's word. He tried to argue with him if it is right or wrong.
神一生跟他讲很多的话。
You see, God has been talking to Abraham
all through his life. 今天没有时间把亚伯拉罕的一生跟大家来讲，以前我也讲过。
We are not able to cover Abraham's story, life, from cover to cover.
但是我点到为止。
But I just make important point
here. 在这个人身上所谓的信心就是建立在神话语的根基上面。
So you see, through the example of Abraham, we know that faith is purely based on the word of God.
神怎么说？
So whatever God's word is,
你怎么接受？
We just accept.
你怎么执行？
And we just follow.
而且有起点，也一定要根据神的话走到终点。
And furthermore, we must follow God's roadmap from the start point to the ultimate destination that God purposes to.
这是亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父的最重要的那一个钥匙。
That is why Abraham was called the father of faith, because he follows.
那信心，我再说另外一个点。
And I'd like to share another point with you about faith.
我们要来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
11章。
Chapter 11.
整章它都是讲信心。
You see, book of Hebrews chapter 11 is about the triumph of faith.
你可以回家慢慢去琢磨。
You may read through the chapters and study them carefully.
我只讲第一节。
I just like to read the first verse of chapter 11. 第一节
说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 it says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
本来你还知道信是什么，你读完这句话以后，我做了一个保证。
Yeah, you probably have some idea about what faith is about, but since you read this verse, you probably get even more confused.
对，你就读完之后，请问信是什么？
So now let me ask you this thing again. What is faith?
你本来觉得你知道什么是信。
You probably, before that, you probably have some idea about what faith is about.
可是你读完这一节以后呢，一头雾水。
So yeah, but after reading this verse, you probably get more confused.
信就是所望之事的实底。
So in other words, the faith is the assurance of things hoped for, that you hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
The conviction of things that we haven't seen.
那信是什么？讲了那么长。
So you see, so what faith is about? What is faith?
今天很多人说我有信心。
Some might argue, hey, I have faith in God.
今天在中国大陆讲四个自信。
And especially in the mainland China, there is four convictions in China.
我们人都在那里说信心、自信。我信我自己。
And many are actually argue or talk about a lot about the faith or self-confidence or believing.
是建立在你自己想象的一个东西里头，你说我信。
And these things might be based on or established on a certain conviction, certain things.
这不是圣经讲的信。
But this is not a biblical. This is not faith that God the Bible tells us.
今天世界上所讲的信，基本上建立在自己的身上。
You see, many faith or believing that this world is talking about is merely built on upon us.
我今天穷。
And you can say, hey, I might be poor now.
我相信我的能力可以让我富起来。
But I believe I can make fortunes in the future.
我今天身体不好。
You might say, hey, I might be sick today.
我可以锻炼，我自己有信心，我身体可以把它锻炼好。
But I'm confident that through exercise and regular exercises, I will be healthy again.
我只要奋斗。
as long as I fight for it,
我只要努力,
as long as I strive for it,
我可以达到我要达到的那个目标。
I can achieve it. I can achieve my goals.
所以说来说去，这个信心是建立在自己的身上。
So regardless of all kind of things that you believe in, it is basically built upon you.
我们从小长大，父母亲这样的锻炼我们，训练我们。老师也是这样子鼓励我们。
And unfortunately, we were trained that way since we were born. Our parents trained us this way. The school teachers trained us this way.
对吧？
Isn't that right?
是你自己要相信你可以。
And they always encourage you to believe in yourself. Believe that yes, I can do it.
但是什么时候有忧郁症呢？
But since when the depression started?
就当你的自信受到极大的什么？
And actually, that mostly happens when your self-confidence was corrupted, was corrupt.
你本来你认为可以的。
And you thought you can do it.
但是客观的环境让你发现你没有办法。
But in the real world, you realize I cannot do it.
你的生命中有很多的东西是你没有办法控制的。
And you realize there are so many things that are out of control.
那个时候，你就开始怀疑了。
And from that point on, you start to doubt yourself.
对吧？所以那个时候你才会有所谓的忧郁症。
And most likely, since then, the kind of a spirit of depression started.
这个信心不是圣经所说的信心。
But this is not the faith that Bible is talking about.
神所说的信不是建立在你的身上，神所说的信是建立在神的身上。
So the faith that the Bible is talking about is not built upon us, but built upon God Himself.
我们是有限的。
You see, we have to admit we are limited.
我们的智慧有限。
Our wisdom is limited.
我们的能力有限。
Our capabilities are limited.
我们的生命更有限。
And our lives are even more limited.
你就是赚，圣经说你就是有本事能够赚得全世界。
And the Bible says even you are able to make a fortune of the whole world.
可是有一天阁下怎么样死了。
But if we lose our lives,
那你一生的奋斗，
so all your life's
strife, 你所有赚到的一切，
and all the fortune that you made,
都给谁了？
And who will come to inherit this thing?
别人了。
Someone else.
别人去享受你一生所奋斗的。
Someone else is going to inherit those this benefits that you strive for your whole life.
所以这一切经过这个条路的人就告诉我们是虚空，是扑风，是捉影。是像肥皂泡一样。
So you see, and no wonder that the Bible is telling us all this is just like chasing the wind, and it's not everything is empty.
所以你把你的信心建立在你自己身上，就好像建一个房子，在一个沙土上面是一样的，
so、if,
毫无基础。
So if you build your faith upon yourself, it is almost like you build a house on the sand.
信心乃是建立在神的话语上面。
And our faith must be built upon the word of God.
那换言之，
In other words,
你必须认识谁？
We must. Who do we must know?
那位说话的神。
We must know God who speaks.
对不对？
Even today.
你如果认识跟你说话的，不是平常地上的任何的张三李四王五，而是创造你的上帝，他说的话，你相不相信？
So you see, you are not just listening or listening to someone else, or A or B or C, but rather you must understand and know this very God who created us and also give us the word of Him.
所以整个的关键是那一位说话的神，你认不认识他？
So the key point here is, do we really know God who speaks to us even today?
开始我们对他的认识非常浅薄。
And of course, from the beginning, our understanding of Him is very limited, very shallow.
所以我们对他的话能够接受，能够相信的程度也非常的浅薄。
So in the same way that our acceptance, or level of acceptance, or level of understanding is very shallow.
但是我们必须认识他。
But we must know Him.
而且穷其一生的来认识他。
And take our whole life and in understanding Him.
你越认识他，
because the more you know Him,
你对他的话就怎么样？越有把握。
The more you are assured in understanding,
对不对？
The word of Him.
如果你对那个说话的神认识的非常少，当然你就对他信心也就 够不上去。
Because you see, if your understanding of His word is very shallow, very limited, in the same way, your understanding of Him will be very limited.
你看，到了亚伯拉罕最后的毕业考试的时候。
And so, if we take a look at the life of Abraham, especially in his later life, in other words, when he set for his final examination.
这个毕业考厉害啊。
That was a very important, hard finals.
那个考试是什么？
You know what is his final?
神对他说。
God said to him,
你把你的独生的儿子，就是你所爱的那个儿子，以撒献给我。
So, you see, take the boy, that only boy that you have and you loved, take your boy to me and give himself to me.
神并不是跟他说，将你的儿子献给我，那他可以想把那个以斯玛利献给神。
And you see, God is not just asking Abraham, oh, give any one of a son to me.So that Abraham might find the leeway to offer Ishmael.
神的手指很厉害，一指就是他的心肝宝贝，他的命根子。
So God is very specific in asking Abraham to offer his beloved son Isaac to him.
你想想看，这个考题太厉害了。
And I think this is really probably a very hard final for anybody.
太没有道理了，对不对？
You see, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all.
这个儿子又不是我要的。
And Abraham might argue, hey, this is not the son you give me. I didn't ask for it.
从八十岁搞到现在一百二十岁，四十年，就是为了。这个儿子，结果呢？你今天又要收回去了。
And you see, you promised me since I was 80, now I'm 120. And for 40 years, you've been promising to give me the son, and you did. And now you're asking me to give him back to you.
你不是跟我开玩笑吗？
You must be kidding me.
太没有理性。
That doesn't make sense to me, God.
但是神没有跟他辩论，就是这一题。
But God didn't argue with him. He just said.Pointed to Abraham and said, Give your beloved son Isaac to me.
你看这个人的厉害就在这里。
And you see, this is a very hard final, isn't it?
他不跟神讨价还价。
Abraham didn't argue with God.
你怎么说?
Whatever God says of him,
我就怎么做。
He just follows.
这就是他信心的高峰。
And that's truly the apex of the faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
我们的一生，
神要考我们的信心是非常真实的。
We must go through all the tests or different exams that God has given us.
这个实底，这个确据，都是看不见的。
You see, all the assurances or the convictions, none of them actually we have been able to see.
有一个翻译，我觉得可以帮助我们稍微体会一下这里所说的这一句。
I'd like to show you any translation that probably might be able to help us to understand this verse easily.
什么叫做这个叫做就是实底啊
？So what is truly the assurance of things?
啊，有的翻译叫做 substance， 有的翻译叫 reality.
So translation goes from substances to realities.
那确据有的英文圣经翻译成 evidence.
So convictions of things could be translated as evidence.
那有一本参考书这样说的。
One of the reference books says.
他说当时在罗马的时候，这封信写的时候是在罗马的这个帝国所存在的。
It shows us a little bit historical context, because the book of Hebrews was written during the Roman Empire.
他说这个实底。
So the assurance of things,
或者
or realities, or
reality, 或者这个 reality,
substance.
对，这个词是特别指着当时罗马的时代。你拥有一个财产。
So the realities refer to certain properties that you own.
特别是你那个房子。
And especially your house.
或者那块地。
Or a piece of land.
怎么证明这是你的？
So how can you prove that this house or this piece of land belongs to you?
今天美国这个环境，或者在任何一个现代的国家，你拥有一个房子，有一块地。它必须有一个东西叫做什么？
So、in modern,
法律上而说。
In modern countries, if you own a house or own a piece of land, there are certain documents you must own.
你有一个房产证。
It's called warranty deeds.
你有一个地契。
In other words, this is a legal document called a warranty deeds.
对不对？这是今天我们懂的事情。
So this is something that we can easily understand.
这套制度是当年从罗马的法。留下来的。
So this whole set of things was originated from we can trace back to the Roman empires.
罗马法。
Or the Roman laws.
对，那么这个东西，在政府的机构里有一个部门是专门收集这些法律的这个文件。
So you see, back in the Roman Empire, Roman times, there are certain department who actually is in taking care of those warranty deeds.
你今天到政府，你也可以找到这个东西了。
And in a similar way, if you want to have, you know, take a picture or have a copy of the warranty deeds, you need to go to the deeds department.
对吧？这个法律文件。来证明这块地或者这个房子属于你的。
So because you have to have this legal document to prove that this property, this household, or this piece of land belongs to you, you own it.
所以这个实底，这个确据，当时是指着那个东西。
So that reality is in a historical background, context, it refers to the property that you own.
所以什么是信心？
So what is faith?
信心是那个你看不见的东西，你却是有把握。
That faith is really about the reality that you haven't been able to see yet.
对，神当初说你走，从你这个乌尔往前走，到一个地方我要赐给你的。
So you see, let's get back to Abraham's example that when God asked Abraham to leave his own country, his own fellow man, God promised him to give him a piece of land.
他相信神会给他。
And you see, Abraham didn't see it, but he believes God will give him.
所以他才走。
So for that reason, he left.
从表面看，他没有问去哪里。
You see, if we look from that, from circumstances, he didn't know where he was going.
神你说的话跟人说的话不一样的。
See,
人是口说无凭。
Yeah, there's a lot of differences, a huge differences between God's word and people's word because we always try to have a legal document. We have to record it.
口说无凭。
Yeah, 口说无凭。
嗯。那神的现在什么是这一个所谓的财产证明呢？
So in other words, actually, your words must be warranted by certain legal document. This is in the people's world.
对，那现在神跟亚伯拉罕所讲的这句话是因为是神说的，就好像那个财产是已经存在了。
But in God's way, God hasn't warranted any legal document to Abraham, but Abraham believed that certain day, someday, he will have it.
对，因为是神说的。
Because that's what God promised.
这个叫做信心。
And that is what we call faith.
神说话的时候，你什么都没有。
And you see, when God said to Abraham, Abraham didn't, he hadn't have it.
而且看不见。
And he wasn't able to see it yet.
玄而又玄。
And this is, you see, this is like,
对不对？
It's too confusing.
所以这个你相信神所说的话，就好像那个法律文件那样的真实，这个东西，这个能力叫做信心。
So you see, you believe in something that God has said, but you haven't been able to see it, but you still believe it. This is what we call faith.
最后。
And lastly.
我们看路加福音。
And let's turn to the book of Luke.
我要跟大家来看第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8.
对。这里是耶稣讲一个撒种的比喻。
And there is an analogy that Jesus had shared.
但是你要读马太福音十三章也有这个撒种的比喻。
But if you take a look at from the book of Matthew chapter 13, it tells pretty much a similar story.
但是这里路加福音第八章讲撒种的比喻的时候有一个点是非常突出，马太没有的。
But I'd like to make a point, especially because the book of Luke chapter 8 tells us one important thing that was lacking in book of Matthew chapter 13.
那它整个的是第八章第四节一直讲到第十五节。
So the whole story goes from book of Luke chapter 8 verses 4 through 15.
那从第四节到第十五节。
From verse 4 through 15.
时间不够了，所以你自己回家读。我把它讲出来。
Because of time constraint, I won't go through the whole details of the story.
主耶稣就讲了一个撒种的比喻。
So, Jesus just telling us an analogy about a seeding, about a seed.
然后有一个人出去撒种。
So he said somebody came out to to give seeds, to feed,
spread
the seed.
那有的种子呢，就落在马路旁。
So some of the seeds actually fell on the road, on the roadside.
鸟来就把它捡走了。
So the bird took it.
第二
took them.
这个种子就落在石头地。
Other seed fell on the rocky soil.
那么这个发芽以后。太阳一晒，这个芽也就死了。
And because as soon as they grow up, it withers away because the sunshine came down.
那又有第三种情形，撒在荆棘的里头。
And the third example is the third circumstances that the seed fell among the thorns.
那这个种子也发了芽，但是呢，这个被这个荆棘啊挤住了，也没有。开花结果。
And yes, the seed grow up, but thinks there's a thorn. The thorn kind of choked it out.
对，最后一种就落在好土里头。
And the last one is when the seed fell into the good soil.
因为也没有那些石头，也没有荆棘，就长出。开花结果生长三十六十倍一百倍。
So since it's not a rocky soil, nor it was actually a fell on the thorns, so when they grow and produce a crop 100 times as great.
所以这是很有名的撒种的比喻，这个种子就是神的道。
So you see, this is a famous example or analogy that Jesus tells, the story of seed.
主耶稣是有解释的。
So you see, Jesus explained in the following.
那我现在要特别指出。在这个比喻里头，跟马太福音有什么地方不一样
？But I'd like to point one important difference, an important difference between this story in Book of Luke and the story in Book of Matthew.
注意十三节。
Let's pay attention to verse 13.
他说：“那些在磐就撒种撒在磐石上的，就是人听了道，欢喜的领受。注意下面这句话，但心中没有根，不过。”暂时相信，以致遇见试炼，就退后了。
So verse 13 says, those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away.
我为什么要指这个出来
？So why do I have to point this verse out?
我们常常知道，因信称义。
So we there is
justification,
one, justification through faith,
对不对？
Yeah, by faith.
我们知道每一个没有信耶稣的人，如果有一天你听了福音，你说我愿意信。
So simply put, that who haven't heard the gospel once they believe in and accept it, they are justified.
所以我们就会说啊，你信了耶稣，所以就因信怎么样？
And since you believe in Jesus, you were justified by faith.
你的罪得赦免了，
对吧？ And your sins were forgiven.
但是你读这个比喻的话，
But if you look at this analogy that Jesus preaches,
虽然这个人信了没有？
So if we take a look at verse 13,
信了。
So do these people, these people believe in Jesus, believe in him? Yes, they did.
第一类撒在路旁的是没有信。
And you see, the first group of seeds who fell beside the road, they didn't believe at all.
对不对？没有信，所以魔鬼来就把这个道挪走了，在他身上没有任何的果效。
And you see, so it didn't produce anything because they fell on the roadside, so the Satan took them away.
但是第二种情形，当这个撒在这个石头地，这个神的道，这个种子。长了根，发了芽。
So you see, but on the second group of seeds or second group of people, when they fell on the rocky soil, they did believe it. They accept Jesus Christ because they grow.
那照我们刚刚所讲的，因信称义，这个人得救没有
？So if we try to understand them from the justification of faith, were those who are believed and saved?
好像得救了，对吧
？Seems they did.
但是耶稣说，不，你不要太快。
But Jesus said, not so hurry.
这一个信心中没有根，不过是什么？暂时相信，碰到什么东西就没有了呢？试炼就退后了。
So Jesus says in verse 13 says that these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians，
我刚刚特别强调。信不是只有一个点。
You see, I cannot emphasize enough that faith is just not about one point.
信是什么？有起点， 必须要有终点。
Faith is a journey that starts from the start point and ends to the end point.
因为在这一条路上，你的信心要经过什么？试验。
Because this path of faith must be trialed in various times.
你知道今天中国大陆为什么神允许教会受到逼迫
？And you know, let me ask you why God allow many persecutions happening in mainland China nowadays?
从改革开放到现在40年过去了。
Since the policy reform, it's been 40 years.
主的福音在中国大陆真是像野火一样烧遍整个的中国。
And it's evident that the gospel of God being preached and spread all over this country like a wildfire.
你知道中国现在有多少基督徒吗
？You know how many? What is the population of Christians in mainland China?
官方承认的数字都有4000万。
The official record shows 40 million.
4000万。
40 million.
但是实际起码有8000万以上。
But we estimate that in reality it must be doubled, at least 80 million.
福音在中国是大爆炸，100倍的成长。
So the preaching of gospel or the spread of gospel is explosive.
这是世界上没有的记录。
And we haven't been able to see this other than mainland China.
但是你不要太早高兴。
But please do not rejoice for too fast.
神要考一下。
Because you see, it must be undergoing, it must be going through many trials.
你说你信，信得不错。
You see, the Bible says, yes, you believe, that is good.
但是今天火的试验来了。
But when the trials of fire come upon you, comes upon you, when the persecutions come upon you,
教会关门了。
And the churches has to be shut down by government.
有什么事吗？所以这个逼迫来了。
So when the persecution's coming.
现在你如果稍微注意一下国内的情形，许多的教会正在聚会，公安就进来冲击他们。
And that happens a lot, especially recently, that when many churches are gathering and worshiping, the police just came in and shut them down.
很多的教会被封掉了。
And many churches were shutting down.
教堂拆掉了，十字架拆掉了。
And many churches, and especially the sign of the crosses, were demolished.
这个事情是这几年11年比11年的严重。
And this is only getting worse, especially in the recent years.
很多的基督徒就要问主啊，你怎么会让我们遭到这么大的逼迫呢？
And many Christians in mainland China might wonder, why God, why do you allow these things happen to us?
这并不稀奇，因为在第一世纪，在创使徒行传教会刚刚诞生以后，那一第一代的圣徒，他们已经受过什么？
This is not uncommon. If we look through the history of the churches, you know that especially during the first century, the generations of Christians actually been persecuted and they were put to death by Roman government.
所以在这里，主耶稣说，人听了道，欢喜领受，不错，很好，感谢赞美主。
So you see, so Jesus said, people listen to the gospel and they believe this is good.
但是心中没有根，为什么？不过是暂时。相信。
So you see, when the first to receive and hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no firm root and they believe for a while.
对了没有？他的信，什么叫做暂时
？So how we to define what is they believe in for a while?
是信，没有错。
They do believe, yes.
但是这个信有没有持续下去
？So the faith didn't last. The faith doesn't last.
没有。
That
当你的信没有持续下去，你就不能够在这个信心里面让神的道在你的生命中开花结果，
so、you see,
有30-60倍的果子出来。
So you see, if we just believe in Jesus Christ for a while, we cannot grow and produce many produces.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians，
我们的神他常常用庄稼来做比喻的。
And God, Jesus like to use the analogy or examples of a crop.
他的道撒在我们的心里。
So you see, when His word like a seed fell in our hearts.
可是我们的心有四种情况。
But our hearts actually has four conditions.
有马路边。
It could be felt like a roadside.
有石头地。
Roadside, like a rocky soil.
有荆棘。 长在里头。
Or like in the thorns or with thorns.
第四种情形是好土。
And the last condition is good soil.
所以你会发现，主耶稣在这里好像告诉我们，神每次向我们讲道的时候。
So it seems to me that when Jesus preaching this gospel, preaching this analogy, there, when he's preaching his word to us.
你用统计来算。
If we use the statistics,
成功率是多少？
What's the percentage of accomplishment? What's the percentage of a success?
四分之一嘛，
25%， maybe just one fourth,
对不对？
25%。
因为人心里面有四种情形。
So you see, there are four conditions.
前面三种情形。
Four conditions of hearts.
前面三种情形都没有结果。
The first three conditions actually didn't produce much.
只有最后一种情形才能够开花结果。荣耀神。
And only the last condition that's able to allow the seed of word, the word of God come into our heart.
所以我今天的负，我今天的负担很重，不是叫你信耶稣而已。
So you see, I'm heavily burdened and trying to let you understand that it's not just believing God.
而要持续的往前走。
But continue your faith, continue to move and strive for.
一碰到难处你就放弃了。
And we shall never ever give up easily after we
fall into temptation. 所有你生命中的难处都是一个试探，一个试验。
You see, all your difficulties of life is just a trial, a test.
所以要让你的信心能够成长。
So that your faith will be strengthened and grow.
你要把神的话在你的生命中大过你的环境。
So you see, eventually that your faith is beyond your circumstances, your surroundings.
不可以因为环境把你压倒，而要胜过你周边的环境。
So not let your surroundings or circumstances crush you, but let your faith conquer the surrounding or circumstances.
所以我们要注意我们这一生，我们怎么来信，怎么信的。
So you see, let us examine our hearts carefully and let us try to study or learn how do we grow our faith.
你怎么信的，而且你的生命有没有果实来荣耀它。
How do we first believe in and how do we grow our faith and be able to produce much fruit?
所以这个就是需要检验。
And you see, this path of faith or life of faith must be examined.
唯一人因信得生这句话讲起来很容易，对吧？
So only the righteous shall live by faith. It's easy to say.
但是我们今天一定要注意，这个信是什么叫做本于信，以至于信。
So you see that the righteousness of God must be revealed from faith to faith.
对，从信到信。
You see that is from faith, the beginning, the starting point to the end point of faith.
我盼望您。讲清楚了哈。
I hope I made this clear to you.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
因为你的话解开就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
And Lord, once your word is revealed to us, it shines upon us, the foolish man will understand.
我们从你的话认识我们的信心是何等的小。
And from a study of your words, we realize how limited, how small our faith really is.
但是感谢你。
But thanks be to you.
你说信心虽然小得像一个芥菜种。
And although our faith is as small as a seed.
As a mustard seed.
A mustard seed.
但是只要有你的生命。
But as long as we have the life of you,
靠着你的恩典,
and by your grace,
我们能够执着下去,
and as long as we strive for and continue,
主啊, 你就要拯救我们到底,
you will save us and save us to the very end.
主啊, 我们必须与你合作,
and Lord, we must work with you.
帮助我们,
please help us.
让我们不是停留在信心的起步而已,
let us just limit ourselves or stop at the beginning point of our faith.
让我们不管是刚刚信主也好或者老基督徒也好，主啊，今天你的话来提醒我们，我们要从本于信，以至于信。
So, whether we just believe in Jesus Christ for a while, for a little, or we've been years of a Christians, Lord, let your word remind us again that the righteousness of God must be revealed from faith to faith.
Amen. 我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
And we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.